take it slow, and you know, tomorrow we'll really hit the ground running. I see Levi has already identified the Ramban, which is, you know, critical to the discussion. Excellent. You're referring to the Aseres HaDibros. There you go. Very good. You know, Yitzias Mitzrayim Zecher L'Shabbos. Nice. Okay, so as you see here, you know, Be'inyan Yachatz V'din Lechamoni, Yachatz is really a proxy for, you know, our discussion of the nature of matzah. Okay, so let's take a look here. Maybe we'll have Avi do the honors today. And what I at least want to establish today is just in terms of like the basic facts of the, you know, of the Gemara and some of the, you know, data that we're going to work with. By tomorrow, we'll take a look at the position that the Rav developed, which is sort of more of a din klali in Betzias HaPas and Bracha. And we're going to try for more of a din prati kind of an approach when it comes to Yachatz and what it tells us about the nature of matzah. So that's kind of a layout of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, Avi, go ahead.
Divine Ten Zion. Well, so far, love Chamech, Shiva Shemin, Tofa, love Natas Lechem Oni, Kibi Chibazon, Yatas, Meritz Mitzayim, Man Tizkor, Yom Tizkor, Meritz Mitzayim, Kol Yimech
Right, so probably, you know, the Sefer Dikra gets most of the attention here, right? This is the source of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, something that we've discussed, you know, even recently. Yimech Hayacha Hayamim, Kol Yimech Hayacha, the Leilos, right? Reb Lezer ben Azariah, Ben Zoma, the Chachamim, right? The Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Masechta Brachos, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. You know, we talked about that as well. The Isser Kodem Zman Olashitas Rabbi Yehuda, Shivas Yamim Tochal Alav Matzos. According to one day in the Gemara, this is actually the Makor for the Mitzvah Daraisa of Achilas Matzah B'Leil HaSeder, not Bo'erev Tochal Matzos, but Shivas Yamim Tochal Alav Matzos, which includes the first night, and obviously would then roll out to all the other nights. Lechem Oni, Kivichi Pazon, Yatzasa Meretz Mitzrayim, Leman Tizkar, Siyom Tezcha Meretz Mitzrayim, Ko Yimei Chayach. Okay, so Avi, it's obviously a pasuk that, you know, has, you know, almost inexhaustible depth. But in terms of the matzah component, what strikes us?
The Lechem Oni, I'd say.
Right. Okay, very good. So we'll see a Malbim in just a few minutes that really highlights this point in even a quantitative sense, a data-driven Malbim. But the description of Lechem Oni is clearly consequential, right? Matzah is chaloshem lechem, but Lechem Oni. But there's a certain kind of a tension in the pasuk. Avi, what's the tension?
Matzah comes right on the heels of the Issei Chametz, maybe.
So I'm not sure if that's a tension or sort of that you know speaks to sort of the origins of matzah, right? Kol sheyesh no b'al tochal chametz and only things which are b'ayin lidei chimot. Something we'll discuss at length here, and not lidei sirchon. But just if there's a tension here, Noam, I see you signaling.
Yeah, I was just thinking, why do you have a 7-day mitzvah so you could remember something called Yimei Chayecha?
Okay. I could say, you know, you dedicate a certain amount of time a year, you know, it sort of crosses a threshold, it's significant. Elon Goldstein. This is a great feature. If you hit the blue button, it puts you like in the top of my screen. Elon Goldstein.
I think that it's strange that we're referring to it as Lechem Oni in the same pasuk as Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
Because at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you were at a high point.
Yeah. Right, so you hit the nail on the head, right? That if you were calling it Lechem Oni, unless Lechem Oni, you know, means something that we don't initially suspect, the idea that Kibe Chipazon Yatzasa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, right, the notion of Geula, so how exactly do we negotiate this tension? It's Lechem Oni Mitzad Echad, and then Kivachi Pazon Yatzasa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, right? You know, mitzad sheni is what exactly are we to make of this? Okay, so immediately Rashi, very well done, Ilan. Okay, so Avi, back to you. So lechem oni. Okay, so again, that's what we would have expected, right? The bread of affliction, as it's sometimes translated. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a diok here in Rashi, but one that will be very consequential to our subsequent analysis. Al yidei achilas ha-pesach ve-hamasa, that only through eating, okay, that may seem like, you know, something of an insignificant point. But we'll see that Rashi is actually saying something, I think, very profound. That through eating, not discussing or making, but al yidei achilas ha-pesach ve-hamatzah, we'll remember that day, very important day, a day that's described multiple times with the term be'etzem hayom hazeh, es yom tzeischa. The matzah, the achilas ha-matzah, will inevitably remind us, as will the achilas ha-pesach, when that's available to us, es yom tzeischa, it will remind us of the day that we left, presumably Rashi alluding to, ki v'chipazon yatzasa v'lo hispik batzek lahachamitz. So Rashi's interpretations of this pasuk, right, really connote this tension. On the one hand, it's the lechem oni, it's a lechem shemazker es ha-oni shenis anu b'mitzrayim. So clearly Rashi is articulating, you know, the history of the Jewish experience in Egypt, a very complicated, painful history, nothing to do with the day that we left Egypt, but me'idach, right, matzah's capacity, al yidei achilas ha-pesach ve-ha-matzah, leman tizkor siyom tezcha, to remind us of our geula as well. The dialectical nature of matzah is very much part, you know, of Rashi's interpretation. It's in the pasuk itself, it's lechem oni, and then it's ki v'chipazon yatzasa meretz Mitzrayim. It's a very challenging pasuk for that reason, right? Because it's drawing on conflicting themes. On the one hand, lechem oni, and on the other hand, the chipazon, the geula that came, the achilas hamatzah, will always help us remember leman tizkor es yom tzeischa. Now, the fact that lechem oni, as Rashi was very quick to pick up on, is contextualized within the mitzvah of achilas matzah is something that everybody should make note of. Okay, that's very important, because the different permutations in the Gemara of what lechem oni might mean, and the big question that we'll have to ask, are these drashos chalukos? In some cases, they are clearly chalukos. You can't have both. Will not be limited. They will not be circumscribed to the context of achilas hamatzah, but will equally involve other aspects of matzah. And you can already imagine what some of those are. The asiyas hamatzah, the chafetz shel matzah, as I like to call it, the sipur of the matzah, insofar as b'shashish matzah umar munachim lefanecha, we already dealt with that last week. It's a natural sequitur in terms of what we talked about last week, matzah's role in sipur yitzias mitzrayim. But matzah is described as lechem oni, particularly in the context of achilas hamatzah. Shivas yamim tochal alav matzos lechem oni. Lechem shemazker es ha-oni shenisanu b'mitzrayim, but it's equally the lechem shemazkir for Rashi is yom tzeischa. It has these two completely opposite zechiros, which are built into achilas hamatzah. So again, looking forward, sacrificing a little bit in terms of chronological integrity here, but I just am trying to get a point across. So we'll take a look at the Hayamak Davar and the Malbim, who I think are very, very sensitive in their own ways to, you know, the unique and singular formulation of lechem oni. So let's take a look first at the nitziv. Turn it over to Liv for the nitziv, and then to David for the Malbim. Okay, so go ahead, leave. Ela al karchach pashta dekra lechem oni achihu. This is really what it means. What does lechem oni actually indicate?
Okay, ela al karchach pashta dekra lechem oni heichi. Heichihu. Dematza blishum tavlin hu lechem oni. May asa move on to the bisman the ika. Wait, sorry, that's Pesach, right?
Venechal.
Venechal im hamakta. Oh, samachla lo mikre lechemoni berak be. I don't know what that is.
Bisman azel lechemoni zel lefi apshat.
Yeah.
The Tziv is a remarkable idea. The Tziv thinks that the chalos shem lechemoni actually is a contingent one, and what does it depend on? Ben-Sian, what is the Tziv's argument? That lechem oni is not intrinsic to matzah, it's actually circumstantial. It's only lechem oni if you...
I guess it's due to its simplicity.
Meaning you don't have it with the... David?
Carbon Pesach.
Yeah. Bismadika Pesach v'nechal imamatzah samach lalo mikri lechem oni, because that will add... Tavlin, that will add some kind of, you know, a taste to the matzah. It's a remarkable idea. Lo sochal lechem oni b'shan. It's a remarkable idea. Lo sochal alav chavetz. It's a carbon pesach. Shivas yamim tocha alav matzos lechem oni. You probably would have drawn the opposite conclusion. But the Netziv thinks it's a davar pashad, it's a milsa de pshita, that matzah would never really be lechem oni. Kolzman, that there's a carbon Pesach. It's a remarkable idea. So what he's doing is, in a very profound way, constraining or constricting the role that lechem oni plays in matzah. It's only absent the carbon Pesach. It's not fundamentally lechem oni. It's a completely different orientation than Rashi. Right? Rashi, lechem shemazkir es ha'oni shenisanu b'mitzrayim. It's not circumstantial, it's intrinsic to the matzah. The Ha'emek Damar does confirm one aspect of what we saw in Rashi, and it's very much Meduyak Bikra, is that the lechem, what is that one aspect? I guess let me put it in a question form to honor the Derech Shelo Tshuva. If there's one, I mean, the Ha'emek Damar is, you know, in complete, you know, complete departure. But Levi, if there's one element of Rashi's approach where there's some synergy between the Netziv and Rashi,
what's the tension? Or specifically, matzah lechem oni being like a low, degraded state. So if you're having it with the Pesach, then that's not the case.
Okay, right. I mean, I almost like think that's axiomatic. Something maybe a drop more subtle. We talked about how lechem oni, you know, could potentially reflect the chafetz shel matzah. The Netziv thinks lechem oni is clearly a comment on which aspect of matzah,
not the thing itself, but rather how we partake of it.
Yeah, exactly. The achila, right? May I to move on to bisman di kapesach v'neachal im matzah samachol lemikri lechem oni rakus manazel lechem oni. Zeu lefi apshat, right? It's the same matzah, but, you know, if it's enhanced, if it's achila, is enhanced by the Pesach, so you wouldn't call it lechem oni anymore. So, again, there's some point of agreement here. The lechem oni is a din in achilas ha-matzah, but, you know, the Netziv is certainly radical in terms of lechem oni not even being fundamental to matzah. Now, the Malbim, in a very, very different way, you know, was reacting, let's say, to some of what might be sort of underneath the surface of the Netziv's, you know, Hayara. Okay, so let's take a look at the Malbim. David, I think this one we said was going to be your territory.
Mazel lechemoni, yud gimel pamim tziva al ha-matzot, harak pam achat hizkir lechemoni. Al korchach sheha mitzvot ein sarach liyot mi pat kever
mi pas kibar
filu kematzot shel Rak afilu ke matzot shel shlema.
Shel shlomo. In other words, you know, it could be very high quality.
Sorry, what
does that stand for? Lechamoni.
Lechamoni. Prat lechlot ve ashisha.
Scalded or boiled, right? We'll move up to Pesachim, and in addition to that, we have the drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Very hard to digest. Okay, so this Malbim is also in need of digestion. We need to process it. So the Malbim makes an amazing observation. Right, lechamoni yud gimel pa'amim tziva al hamatzos v'rak pa'machas hizker lechamoni.
Wait, I thought he commanded about the mitzvah 613 times.
Where's Noam here?
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Noam, you're... You know, no, I think in partnership, the two of us together in partnership will hopefully be able to overcome some of these challenges that we've been experiencing recently.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, in partnership. Okay, so I'm just checking to see how many people remembered. Okay, very few. The Noam, you got it, right?
Not really, actually.
Yeah, okay. The other day, you also made a comment.
Oh, no, I did get it. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking about the Malbim.
Okay. Oh, you didn't get them. Okay. Right. No, so that's even more important. Okay, so Yud Gimel Pamim Tziva Lamatzos, Rak Pamachas Hizker Lechamoni. So the Malbim is already noting something very fascinating. And it's possible that this was, you know, influential as far as the Nativ was concerned. It's a little strange, right? You have to wait, you know, until Parshas Re'eh. You know, it's not in Sefer Shmos, and it's not in Sefer Vayikra, it's not in Parshas Emor, it's not in, you know, the Parshas, you know, it's not in Mishpatim, it's not in Kisisa, it's not in Parshas Pinchas. And all of a sudden, we're discovering at the end of the Torah that it's Lechamoni, and it's a little strange. So again, that may have been part of the Netziv's calculus to say, well, no, it's not really Lechamoni, you know, it's Lechamoni. If you have it under suboptimal circumstances, you know, not in the optimal fashion with the Korban Pesach. But the Malbim doesn't go in that direction. And what he says is, yeah, the reason for it is because, who wants to just sort of distill for us the Malbim? What's the reason that Lechamoni is, you know, only one out of 13 times described in Torah? Is the Torah didn't want you to have the wrong idea. Okay, Noam, a little bit of redemption maybe.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't mean that you can't have nice matzah. It means that it has to be, you can't like boil it, or you have to cook it in a certain way that makes it hard to digest.
So, well, in other words, that it's just telling you that it could even be kamatzah shel shlomo, you know, very, very, very fine quality, but there are certain methods of preparation that are unacceptable. So that's the Malbim's first foray. In which case, now we have something very, very important, that lechem oni is a din in, anybody can jump out now, l'shita samalbim, it's a din in what? L'chefza shamatza, correct, okay. Not a din in the achila samatza, not a din in, you know, the sipor yitzias mitzrayim, insofar as that integrates matza, kol mishalom ar shlosha dvarim, but it's a din in the chefza shamatza. Prat, v'chalot v'ashisha. Then the Malbim, okay, Noam, go ahead. Then the Malbim, you know, adds in a wrinkle, though. The lechemoni. Right. So it also has that aspect of it, which is that this chefta shel matzah is important because, you know, it's not only the maror that has the, you know, responsibility of, you know, zecher, levayimaru eschayehem bavodakasha, But the matzah also plays that role. Ki avadim hayunostim lahem lechem shel nischametz shekasha lehis akel. As Rashi said, lechem shemaskir es haoni shenis anu b'mitzrayim. Okay, so the Malbim, I think, is making a number of very important contributions to our understanding of lechem oni. It's in a relatively minor key because it's a din in the chatzah shel matzah. But that chatzah shel matzah is important. Because it serves a purpose, even in the context of, you know, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi already had touched on that, but that's the Malbim's presentation. So again, just so you can appreciate, you know, why I wanted you to see this in conjunction with the Netziv basically said, without, you know, quantifying it for us, it's such a, you know, sidebar when it comes to matzah, this Lechem Oni idea. You know, he doesn't quote it, but it's one out of 13 times. You know, I don't know if he, I assume he would have known that off the top of his head. So he says, you know, it's just not fundamental to what matzah is. And the Malbim is saying, well, maybe it is fundamental, but don't take it too far. It's not telling you that, you know, you have to have, you know, very low grade flour in your matzah, paskibar. It could be very high quality, but, you know, there's a din in the chafza shel matzah, which sort of also plays into, the role of matzah in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, connoting, you know, the avdus that we experienced. Levi, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question about Hamadavar, which is can you just explain like how he's reading the pasuk? Because he says this is really, really shot. I'll get that because it says. Tochal olav matzah. So clearly, it's talking about when you have the Korban Pesach. This is a scenario. Also, by default, the Torah is going to be talking about when you're doing the mitzvah in the right way, and you're Korban Pesach. So
yeah, that was the question I was trying to raise. That was very strange.
So you don't have an answer. You just don't have the Korban.
No, I left a bit sarachian. I think it's very difficult. Olav is the Korban Pesach. I mean, I think the idea is a fascinating idea. But to say that this is, you know, Pasha Dekra, I don't think is such a... I think it's far from obvious. I think I even, I would use the term radical. I think it's like sort of like a radical reading of this. Lo sochal alav chametz, shivas yamim tochal alav matzos, then, you know, break, you know, lechem oni. I don't see it as obvious at all. Did you want to suggest something, Levi?
Well, I mean, it sounded like you said what I was thinking, which is the word break. Like, it's done in, like, the whole of matzos, when you're with it. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know if it helps that matzos has a tipcha, so I don't know if that really helps the point here, but I guess it does. And then, when it's not matzos, because it's not a love, and it's on its own, then it's lechem oni. But that's, like, so out of the way that to call that shot is not, you know, I don't think that's correct.
Right. Right, I agree. It's very difficult. Sarah Chiyun. Ivan, go ahead.
Maybe we could say because it has Koyim Echayacha in the same pasuk. Like a lot of times the Gemara has like by Gerim that well you can be Mikabo Gerim even after there's no Beis Hamikdash and they can't bring a Korban because of Ledor Seifim. So maybe he wants to say that.
It's an interesting idea. In other words, in light of the Sefer Dekra, Koyim Echayacha. Right, it's interesting. And he wants to bring that all the way back to the Lechem Oni. It's an interesting suggestion. Yeah. I would still, you know, I think both Levi and I would probably say it's still hard to see that as, you know, Pashta Dekra, but, you know, it's possible. It's certainly as plausible as anything I could think of at the moment. So the Sforno, I want to come back to the Sforno. I had a lot of doubts about presenting it so early because I think it's such an important makor here. So the Sforno is the one who most frontally addresses the tension in the pasuk. On the one hand, Lechem Oni. On the other hand, you know, Bechipazon. The two zechiros of Rashi, where Rashi just lays it out there that it's mazkir the shibud, but it's also mazki, you know, Yom Tzeischa, the geula. So the Sforno is the one who I think, you know, most frontally addresses the issue. Okay, so Rami, go ahead.
Lechem oni, lechem shayu ochlin ba'oni,
Right, so noksim atzim lemor kalum aseichem dvar yom biyomo kasher bios hateven. Right, so the shibud, the avdos, the lechemoni. That's the way, you know, halach ma'anya the achla avasana ba'ara de mitzrayim. That was the meals that we could have, and the Malbim says that's what they were giving us. But you know, the Sforno says that's what we had to make for ourselves because you know we just didn't have time. They were anoksim atzim lemor. They were rushing us around. You know, in a very degrading way. Okay, so that's the lechemoni. And then on the other hand, kiva chipazon yatzasa, it's like a 180 degree turn. It's this amazing idea that the Sforno has, one that we'll return to. The Sforno says the pasuk is very self-conscious of a profound tension. So how do we read the pasuk of Kiva Chipazon Yatzasa Meretz Mitzrayim? It's an amazing idea. Even the formulation of the Sforno is very elegant, I think. Eitan?
The Chipazon causes the Lechemoni.
Well, originally, right, your association with matzah, lechemoni, would have been chipazon in a very traumatic sense of the term. You know, you would have remembered never being able to catch your breath. Hanoksim atim lemor, kalum aseichem dvarayom biyomo, kasher biyos hateven. They're just running you around. You couldn't even sit down and eat, right? They just couldn't make real bread, right? Nobody had any time, you know, for anything. And then Timuras also chipazon haoni. So what's this Sforno saying? Hayulacha achar kach. Avi.
The lechemoni was transformed to something that reflected oni, literal oni, to matzah of geula that reflected the geula through the chipazon.
Exactly. So, b'cheftza, the matzah is gufa, a cheftza of maschal b'gnos, and messiah m'shevach. Right, Avi? That's a Sforno's breakthrough. Lo socha alav chameit, shivas yamim tocha alav matzos, lechemoni, ki v'chipazon yatzasa meretz mitzrayim. So, the chipazon of inui and shibud is transmuted into the chipazon of geula. So this is yet, like, a third way of mitigating the lechem oni. Because at the very moment where the lechem oni would be mazkir, the chipazon of the nogsim atzim lemor, and how pressured and pressuring, you know, the cauldron, the kor habarzel of Mitzrayim was, that chipazon now takes on a completely different association. Leman tizkor es yom tizcha meretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. You'll think, oh, you know, all those decades and generations and centuries of shibud, of chipazon in the worst sense of the term, really yielded to chipazon in a profoundly positive sense. The chipazon of geulas Mitzrayim. So the Sforno has, I think, you know, the most direct reading of the pasuk. Again, it says the lechem oni, if you will, isn't absolutely fundamental because at the very moment that it's lechem oni, it becomes a different kind of a lechem of geula. So again, the Ayin Bekdavar says, you know, kol zman that's a korban Pesach, it's not lechem oni at all. The Malbim will tell you, yeah, it's only, you know, 1 out of 13 times lechem oni, but not, you know, really at any kind of an extreme because it's just prat, you know, lechalud v'ashisha. It does, of course, remind us of the shibud, but, you know, it's deliberately placed, backloaded into Sefer Dvarim 1 out of 13 times. The Sforno says, you know, at the same time that it might cause you to remember the inoy or the shibud of Mitzrayim, that very experience will cause you to remember the chipazon of geula Ve'afachti evlam l'sason v'nichamtim, as the pasuk goes on to say, ki temuras oso chipazon ha'oni hayalacha acharka chipazon ha'geula. Okay. So we'll deal with this Sforno, I think, at great length, but the Sforno is really taking a fascinating position about the chafza shel matzah being what I like to call like a chafza of maschilin b'gnos or misayim b'shevach. The matzah itself has that arc to it. You'll think about the oni and the shibud, but immediately you'll think about what chipazon came to mean. Noam.
Yeah, and we're discussing this in the Zoom chat, but like, I just wanted to know, I thought and I still kind of think, I feel chipazon is more of a negative term. Like, I just searched on Safari, and it seems besides from the case we're using it right now, saying it's positive, leaving Mitzrayim, seems to be negative. Ana, just like Yishayahu, ki lo b'chipazon teitzeu, that seems like negative. Al tira'u v'al t'chapizu, min gav t'chai yisim min kol ram t'chai yichafizun. Ana, these all seem to be like fleeing, not, like it seems to be a bad kind of hurrying, not like leaving fast in a good way.
Well, you know, and this is part of the discussion about chipazon de Yisrael and chipazon de Mitzrayim and leaving on our own terms. There's no doubt that chipazon, especially in light of the Targum of Bibihilu, right, the idea of almost a confused or a disoriented state, we know, which results from haste. There's no doubt that that's an important piece of this discussion. But at the same time, I think what the Sforno is, you know, indicating is that the idea of, you know, when you went quickly, doesn't have to be, you know, negative. There's a kind of, a haste, which I admit, you know, is very much associated with kind of fear or confusion. Al-Tachbaz is a very good one.
Frenzy.
What's that?
A frenzy.
Yeah, and sometimes, it can connote excitement, something, you know, that, causes people to rush, but in a, you know, in a positive sense of the term. So I think that, I don't know that it necessarily has one implication over the other, but it's a very important hayara. And I think that's really the discussion of chipazon de Mitzrayim versus chipazon de Yisrael. Chipazon de Mitzrayim, of course, couldn't be more negative, right? Kein bayis asher ein shameis. The chipazon de Yisrael, the fact that we went, you know, on our own terms, I think has a very different connotation. Okay, so I think there was another comment. Rami, and then Levi, and then we'll take a look at the Gemara as well.
The Sforno was saying that the Lechem Oni is a reminder both of our suffering, but then inevitably leads us to a reminder, Mezecher, of our Geula. Why is it only called Lechem Oni and not called something like Lechem HaGeula also?
Well, it's not only called Lechem Oni, right? It's actually very rarely called Lechem Oni.
Right, but I'm like 1 in 13 times, give or take. But, so why not in another situation, why not another 1 in 13 times call it Lechem HaGeula or something like that?
Right, I think that the Sforno would tell you that we only refer to it as Lechem Oni specifically in the context of when we're about to highlight how it's really the Lechem of Geula also, of Kiva Chipazon Yatzasa. It's Dafka in the context of Kiva Chipazon Yatzasa that we remind ourselves that it's Lechem Oni.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say. Levi.
I just want to add to the discussion about the whole chipazon thing. So I don't think we should make haste to focus on the word itself and forget everything about the whole story. It's impossible to argue that the rush, whatever you want to identify this rush as, but there was no rush that detracted from the Exodus, from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's impossible to say that our rush, that there could possibly be a bad thing, because the only rush that there was positive to Bnei Israel, was that they were being rushed out, but the context of that is bad things happening to the Mitzrayim, and them acknowledging that Hashem is powerful and them get to leave so they can save themselves, etc.
I think that approach is buttressed, especially by the Gemara's interpretation, that Vatechazak Mitzrayim Alaam Lemaher L'Shalcha Min Aretz Kemru Kulanu Meisim, but we didn't yield to that. We said we're going out on our own schedule. Es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yitzrayim, right? That Balayla...
Twice.
Exactly. Correct. And the Ramban puts it in the most colorful terms. You know, it's just like a marching band. You know, Vnei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Ramah. The truth of the matter is, and I think it's a very important hara, that, you know, we went out, you know, heads held high, not ke'avadim habarchim, you know, as Rashi likes to quote, you know, vayakom paro laila, says we're not going in the night, as if, you know, we've got to skulk out of here, proudly, become imiyos. Okay, so let's take a look at least the Gemara Pesachim Lamed Vav. Again, there's a possibility that these might be drashos chalukos. That's something to consider for the different rishonim that, you know, become part of the discussion. But let's at least take a look here. This is kind of ground zero for lechem oni. And keep in mind, is it a din in achila? Is it in the chafetz shel matzah? Is it in zibur yitzias mitzrayim? Those are really the three different issues at stake. If not today, we'll at least start tomorrow with the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav. I have to end it about a quarter to the hour today. Then we'll pick it up and run with it. Okay, so maybe somebody hasn't read it. Daniel, go ahead. Tana Rabbanan,
Yachol Yotze Adam Yidecho Vasa, the Meister Shein of Yerushalayim, Tama Lomar Lechemoni, Ma Shana Echal Vanios,
Okay, so Rabbi, so just
matzos, matzos riba. Imkain, ma tamalomar lechemoni, prat leisa sheni losha biyayin v'shemen dvash, my time with Rabbi Akiva, mi ksiv lechemoni, ani ksiv, Rabbi Yose Glili, mi karinan ani, oni karinan, Rabbi Akiva, hi dikarinan be oni, kidishmua, lamar shmua, lechemoni, lechem shonin alav, dvarim harbe.
Okay, so very, you have a very, very packed discussion in a few brief lines of Gemara. Very well done, Daniel. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, purely halachic question. Which is the viability of matzah shel ma'aser sheni. And Rabbi Kiva says, you know, matzos is in the plural, so it's acceptable. Matzos riba, but it has to be specifically included. There's at least a havamina that, you know, ma'aser sheni would be problematic from multiple perspectives, maybe not just Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we'll see. But Rabbi Kiva thinks that it qualifies. It crosses the line, matzos riba. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on the other hand, says no. You know, lechem oni means, from the Kri, it sounds like aninus, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu, right? So ma'aser sheni, as we know, can't be eaten ve'aninus, so we draw kal v'chomer from there to all of kachim. It's really interesting, especially in terms of matzah's relationship with the Karban Pesach, just to raise your consciousness about that question. But be that as may, you know, ma'aser sheni should have an association with simcha, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu, the pasuk in the Vidvei Meiser, establishes that aninos and simcha are at odds, they're irreconcilable with each other. So yatzazah, she'eno nechal be'aninos, ela b'simcha. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to be pointing to the idea that matzah's lechem oni, you know, that connotes a certain degree of aninos. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili is also breaking ground in terms of, you know, our interpretation of lechem oni, which is not so much, again, a din in the chefs of matzah, or a din in tzibur yetzias mitzrayim, or even a din in achilas matzah, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to be suggesting, right, or at least pointing us a little bit in a fourth direction. I mean, clearly he's talking about you know, the chatz of matzah being of Maaser Sheni. But in terms of the rationale, in his lamdus, the problem is, the reason that the chatz of matzah couldn't be made of Maaser Sheni, right, of Dagon, of Maaser Sheni, Ben Sion, is because that would create a conflict at the level of the...
I'd say the emotions.
Right, emotions, by definition, belong to...
The Gavra.
Yeah, Gavra, thank you. You hit the nail on the head, okay? So what Rabbi Yossi Aglili is suggesting is that there's a din in the Gavra. So, you know, matzah has to be something that a Gavra could be ne'achal, could be ochal, rather, be'aninos, yatzazeh, she'eno ne'achal, be'aninos, elo b'simcha. This is going to be a very important point. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, matzos, matzos, riba, we can even use matzah, shel ma'aser sheni. Admittedly, Rabbi Akiva needed a riba. It wasn't obvious, even by Rabbi Akiva's standards. More on that later. So what does he do with lechem oni? So lechem oni for Rabbi Akiva is purely, ben tzion keep on going, is purely a din in the...
I guess the creation of matzah?
Yeah, the chafza shel matzah. It can't be what we call matzah shira. It has to be lechem oni, prat, and notice that he quotes only three here. Nothing about made peiros. This is going to be a very significant issue for the Rambam. Shenilusha, b'yayin, shemen, udvash. So then the Gemara gets into the discussion. So what is nekudas ha-machlokas exactly? Seems like a kriyuksiv issue. Miksiv lechamoni, aniksiv, Rabbi Yossi agli mikarinan ani, oni karinan. Fine. So Rabbi Kiva says, hi, the karinan bay oni, kiddush Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva says, I have a second drush. It's not just a din in the cheftza shel matzah. This is very important, right? That the cheftza shel matzah can't be matzah shira. But Rabbi Kiva says, I think that there's a second issue here. Kiddush Shmuel, damr Shmuel, lechem sh'onim alav dvarim harbe. Rashi says famously, gomrim lav es ahalel, ve'omrim alav hagada. So the matzah is also intrinsic to the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you hold the Rabbi Akiva, if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we may be committing ourselves to two dinim. The Cheftza Shel Matzah and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on the other hand, would have simply committed us to a kind of a din in the Gavra, admittedly with an application towards the Cheftza not being Maaser Sheni not being viable for the Cheftza Shel Matzah, but basically being a conflict at the level of the Gavra of, you know, Mashenechal Be'aninos, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, which can only be Ne'achal Mitoch Simcha. Now, clearly that draws on the theme of Lechem Oni, of the theme being one of Aninos and Shibud, etc. But Rabbi Akiva, you know, has committed himself to two distinct understandings of Lechem Oni. These are a very far cry from the Nitziv. Right, the Tzim telling us, yeah, it's only Bizman Azeh, you know, it's not really, you know, intrinsic to matzah status. Rabbi Kiva says it's, you know, doubly intrinsic. It can never be matzah shira, one, and two, you know, it plays, you know, a critically important role in the context of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It is absolutely critical. So just to summarize, you know, what we saw today, we'll pick it up with Kuf Tes Vav, you know, tomorrow, and then, like I said, we'll, you know, present the Rav's approach as more of a din klali, and then try to, you know, share what we think possible approach of a din prati. We're trying to understand lechem oni. And we admit that lechem oni is really unusual, as the Malbim points out. It's like one of 13 times, the backloaded, last time the Torah discusses matzah, throws in the notion of lechem oni. So you could have the Nitziv who comes along and says, yeah, you know, only bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim, when there's no Karban Pesach, that's all it is. The Malbim will tell you, yeah, you know, lechem oni, it just means that it, you know, don't think for a second that you have to eat, like, you know, pas kibar, very low grade quality. It could be matzah shel shlomo, but there's certain, you know, dinim in terms of the preparation of the matzah. And yet I'll admit that, you know, it's also mazkir, the oni and the shibud, as Rashi said. What are you going to do with the kivichi pazon? Rashi just leaves this as a kind of attention. The Sforno will tell you, no, oh, the lechem oni, the chipazon of the nogzim atzim gave way to the, you know, the mantiskar as yom teischa meretz mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili already introduces a fourth possibility, not just the chavtza shel matzah, or the sipur yitzias mitzrayim, or a din in achilas hamatzah. that the achila has to be an experience of lechem oni. So he talks about the gavra, that the gavra would have to be able to eat matzah, you know, mitoch, you know, a sense of aninos, lechem oni, karinan bay, and yatsa maiser sheni, which is only, you know, neachal mitoch sipcha. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says it didn't have to shal matzah, probably matzah shira, basically, yayin shem and dvash, but also lechem sheonim alav derim harbe. So what each of these shitos is trying to do is basically to try to explain what is the nature of lechem oni. What is that din? Is it a din of the chavtza shel matzah? Is it a din of zibur yitzias mitzrayim? Is it a din of the achila, which the pasuk sounds like lo sochal alav chametz shevas yamim tochal alav matzos lechem oni, right? That the achilas hamatzah, as Rashi emphasized, is going to be mazkir certain things, either the shibud or the geula or both. And finally, you know, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the incompatibility of matzah, you know, with pure emotions of simcha, as Ben Sivan said, it has to be compatible with more complex emotions, even emotions of loss, of suffering, of aninos, lechem oni, karinan be. So we'll pick it up at this point with Rabbi Akiva. I'll give you plenty of time now. You have to, it's basically till 4:25 or so, you know, till Rabbi Nachbar, to take a look at you know, a lot of the different makoros here, starting with Gemara Narvei Pesachim, and then marching on from there to try to appreciate, you know, what you know, lechem oni means lehalacha. So let me just give Ben Sion the last word and try to bring the bus.
I'm not sure if we've received a copy of the makoros.
Ah,
yeah, he's on a blackboard or something.
Yeah, let me give them to you via. The wonders of
the interwebs, of the interweb chats.
Exactly. Okay, one second. Let me just make sure this works. Okay, can we get a... Did that not work? Not viable. Good?
It worked for us.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So let's hold it up here. And tomorrow we'll cover, God willing, a lot of ground. Those who will, you know, is any...